they are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land, and they had explored. They said, the land that we explored devours those living in it. And the people we saw there are great in size. We saw Nephilim there, and we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we looked the same to them. I want to talk about get your mind right. Get your mind right. I believe that 2020, 2021, 2018, 2017, 2019 has developed us a mindset, a philosophy, a thought process that we can put up this facade as if it's the real us until it's tested. They've now created these full-size posters that you can stand beside that look like somebody that ain't there. But if you don't look close enough, you won't realize that the real thing doesn't exist, that it's just a picture of what you thought it should look like. And most people have lived their lives putting up facades, making false images, making things. And the truth of the matter is that most people don't care about the facade you put up. They don't care that you fake it until you make it, that you act like you got it until you don't. They don't care about any of that other stuff. The thing of the matter, the fact of the matter is this, is that most people struggle because they don't have anybody in their lives they can take the makeup off with. They don't have anybody in their lives that they can let their hair down with. It's hard to struggle with people. It's hard to live a life that you have to go through all of this stuff in life. Your kids crazy, your mama crazy, your daddy crazy, your cousins crazy, your friends crazy. You want to vote everybody off the island. It seems like life is survival of the fittest, because when soon as you let the representative disappear, nobody really wants to deal with the real you. Everybody wants the you that likes to laugh, but nobody wants the you that wanna cry. Everybody wants to battle. They want to fight. They want to fight the representative that shows up. They don't invite you to the party to see if you had a good day. They don't invite you to the party to see if everything is okay. They don't invite you.
It's for the feedback.
They don't invite you to stuff thinking that everything is going to be all right and seeing how you got everything going on. Nobody really asks anymore how you doing and care what the response is. The struggle that most of us have in our lives is that nobody really wants to know what you really are thinking, how you really feel, how you really got stuff going on. Because if I invite you to be honest with me, then it makes me responsible for your feelings. How you doing? My feet hurt, my back hurt, my legs been aching. I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna eat lunch or I'm gonna eat dinner. I really got a lot going on. I got a job, but I really rather use my paycheck for bond money because I want to fight everybody here, not just one person. But I think everybody could get it today. Today is the day, not for your blessing, but for your miracle. I'm gonna give you. See, nobody wants to deal with you being the real you. And the fact of the matter is that we've created this lifestyle where we tell people that what you're going through, you need to be fine with. But I came to tell you that some of the strongest people I know in their private moments have learned, watch this, some of the strongest people I know, they seem strong because they learn how to set their lives up to let their weakest moments be only seen in a safe place. Some people don't know who to let their hair down with. Some people don't know who they can trust. Yes. And most of us don't realize that it was when you messed up, when you talked too much about somebody else's stuff, when you explained to them what they had going on, when you tried to explain to people what was going on. Everybody can't handle the real you. Mm. See, that's the problem. I'm gonna be me. Well, sometimes you can't just be all of you. Sometimes you need to be a piece. Because some of us are a little too much. Yes. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Yes. Some of us a little too much. You got too much on you. You like your kids when they were small. You used to let them sit on your lap. You'd bounce them. But then they get a little big, and you be like, "Wait a minute, hold on, sit slow." Yeah, okay, y'all don't talk to me. So where this text finds the children of Israel, they're in the middle of the journey. They've heard about it from the time of Egypt. They've heard about this city flowing with milk and honey, and they get ready to go into the city. They finally show up to Canaan. Let me show you something. Can I bless you real quick? That what we don't understand is what most people have not tied into it was that Canaan was the same land that their forefathers left out of in Genesis, going to Egypt during a famine. When they left it, it was famine. When they got back, it was flowing. See, I came to just drop this on two or three people that said, "I'll never go back into that situation." It might be the same place, but it might be a different mindset when you show back up. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because you feel like you're the only one that got a monopoly on deliverance. Oh. God can save you, but they all going to hell. Y'all don't want to talk to me? That they left Canaan in Genesis, and they got back to the same place. And when they left, they was running it. When they got back, they got to Numbers 13, and God says, "Hey, send them into the city. Let them go see that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give it to you, but go look at it before I get it." Anybody test drove it before you bought it? Anybody walked through it before? You knew your credit couldn't get you approved for it, but you just went because I want to see how the seats feel. I want to walk on the floor. I want to see how the bathroom's looking now. I just want to see what it's like. So when I get there, I be walking through Walmart and looking in the aisles and seeing the stuff. I know what I need to clean this granite with. Yeah. You can't clean that granite with everything. That stainless steel, it leaves marks if you clean it. Y'all don't want to talk to me. See, some of us get elevated and you ain't ready. Faith is being able to walk through Walmart and knowing what cleaning supplies you're going to get when you get the refrigerator. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. See, don't miss the party that you were about to get, because God has something for you and your mind stopped you. Don't operate your life based upon the failures that you saw. Three things. I'm going to get out of here. I'm cold like y'all. Three things. Promise you ain't going to be before you long today. Three things. First thing you got to do. You have to surround yourself with high-minded people. Verse 1 through 15, verse 3, he says, "Go out and get leaders from all of the tribes of Israel." And then they started listing them out one by one. Who went from the 12 tribes? It was one person from each tribe got together to go and get and look in the city that they were about to inhabit. And why would you say that? Because some of us have gathered this philosophy that my circle's so small it sometimes just be me. That sounds like a hurt person. I know we're going to get quiet right there. That if you don't have people around you that can go and see where you're going and be as happy for you like you want them to be for you, and don't understand that, watch this, when you go, I go. Y'all don't want to. See, you need some people that'll shout with you when they ain't getting it.
Yes.
See, I don't mind my people's getting stuff. Get the good car. I can ride in it and not have to pay the note. Thank you, Jesus. I think you should get everything you want. I think you should get everything that God has in store for you. But I've understood this, that you cannot go into promised land with problem people. I said it again. You can't go into promised land with problem people.
Yes.
See, some of us don't understand that you can't go high with some people, because some people are not designed to breathe in certain atmospheres.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Yeah. The problem wasn't them. It was that you took them too high too fast. Come here. Come here, Moses. Why didn't you take them straight to Canaan? Because they needed the 40 years to get Egypt out of them.
Yes.
Yeah. See, you try to get them from slavery to promise without the wilderness experience, and it's designed to get you to depend on the person that can get you. Well, why we ain't there yet? Because you ain't ready to be.
My God.
Why God ain't gave me that job? Because you tied up. No, you told the job that you... Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't... See, you people willing to go with you, but they can't explain what you've been through. Oh, God. See, some people want to go with you, but they don't know what it took for you to get. If I was you, you not me. Surround yourself. See, we get excited about giving the benediction to people, but some of us need to understand the people that you need to hold on to. See, it was 12 tribes, and one person from each tribe didn't mean that the people were right, but they were willing to take a risk to go somewhere before it was deemed for them to have it. Why would you do this on the second anniversary? Because in this season, we finna go into some places that's gonna seem scared, gonna seem fearful. You ain't gonna understand why we going now. But guess what? Just go spot a land. And then possess. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. That you're going to have to go spy some stuff. I seen it. I think that's going to work. Why? Because I'm surrounding myself. I don't know. I keep inviting people to church, but they won't come because they ain't high-minded. See. That's it. They ain't ready. Some people ain't ready to go where you ready to go. We dating, but he said he ain't ready for marriage. Then believe him. The worst thing you want to do is make him go before he ready. The worst thing for you to do is to get on the horse to ride him that ain't been broke. Why? Because the same horse that will take you from here to Houston will buck you off before you get to the street. My God. Same horse. But his mindset had, y'all don't want to talk to me today. That what you have to understand, that if God says, I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to let you possess it, I'm going to allow you to get this land. But before you go into the land, let's test it out some stuff. Let's go through that and let me show you what's in there. You ever had God give you a preview of what the coming attraction is? See, I appreciate God because sometimes God just sits me down like I'm in the movies and I got there early before the lights even went down. And when the lights go down, they start showing you stuff. And what they showing you ain't the movie. It's the preview of coming attraction. Watch this. It show you enough of it to make you want it. Y'all want to talk to me?
Yeah.
You ever had somebody bring you leftovers from somewhere you ain't been before? And you be like, where was that?
Yeah.
Because you want to get to, y'all don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
That sometimes we struggle because you're not around high mind. If you're the highest person in your group, you need a different group.
Yeah.
Everybody in your group look up to you.
Yeah.
See, me, I like to surround myself with people that think higher than me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still lay ideas.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Rebranded, refocused, and add something else.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to talk to me.
That's it.
And guess what? They ain't mad because they high-minded. They expected me to take it. That's why they told me.
Yeah.
I'm sick of sitting. I said, in this season, I'm evicting stingy people out of my life.
My Lord.
You got it, but can't nobody else get it. Well, how are we going to all get together?
Yeah.
A rising tide lifts everybody. Y'all don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
You can't get in the promised land and then be the usher. You gonna guard who coming in behind you? Okay, I'm sorry. That's the first. First we gotta do is surround yourself with high-minded people. Second thing you gotta do, you always get what you inspect. That's the cute way of saying what the longer quote is actually saying is you don't always get what you expect, but you always get what you inspect. In this season, this is what God has shown me. I'm telling y'all, I'm giving y'all a word straight from God because this wasn't where I was going today. That in this season, when you get into the land and when you get ready to go into the land, you got to inspect the fruit. Y'all don't want to talk to me. See, watch this. Because if it don't look like what God told you it was going to look like, you ought to leave. See, some of us struggle because you fall in love with the idea of what you thought you was going to get. Because that's what you expected. But when you start looking and kicking the tires, this ain't what I thought it was. Y'all don't talk to me. They everything when they got there was just like God said it was going to be. But watch this, y'all. If God himself says it like this in Malachi, we quoted talking about tithe and offering. He said, try me. Yeah. And if you can try God, why I can't try you? See, if God says, try me and I'll pass the test, why is some stuff that you telling me God has in store for me, but don't look too close, don't go in. You got to buy it sight unseen. You got to believe that God's going to do it before he said he was going to do it. You got to expect God to make a way out of it. No. God says when I got there, it was going to be housing. See, in this next, why are you telling us all of this? Because in this next shift, in this next shift, in this next year, in this next year, I'm expecting God to give me some stuff that's ready made. I ain't gonna have to fight for it. I ain't finna have to defeat nobody. Watch this. All of the fights that I had to fight last year was to get me ready for this year. No. I'll need promotions that I didn't even know the job was coming open. I know about the job before they post it on the internet. That the people walk up to you and just say, I got this for you. It got your name on it. Yeah. And you said, I ain't even know it was that, but it got my name on it. And when it got your name on it, you start talking different when it got your name. Yeah. No, I don't know when they're going to open up that area, but that's yours when they get there. Yeah. In this season, I'm getting some houses I didn't build. I'm going to be in some fields that I ain't even going to have to plant. What that mean? That mean that there's some seeds I'm putting in the ground this season. When I get to the next season, it's going to be harvest time. Yeah. Oh, y'all. See, I'm getting what I inspect. I'm going to walk in and kick the tires. Watch this, because I will not be fooled in the next one. See, it's a promise from God, so you have to understand that it will withstand the test. That when God says, I got it for you, he's literally saying, you don't have to do what I've already done. Yes. Yeah. I ain't saying you're going to have to need faith for this next season. I ain't saying that. I know you got to have faith, but not for what God is going to do. What you need to do for this next season is be willing to walk in it. No, not expecting, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Yes, you're going to do that. I got all of that. But I don't need you to put mustard seed on this. I need you to put some energy on it. I need you to, Peter, just get off the boat. I want to walk on the water. Well, get off the boat. But what I'm going to do when I get on the water? Walk. So what you mean? Get out. You can have as much water walking faith as you want, but you got to get off the boat. Yeah, y'all ain't came to talk to me today. I told y'all I wasn't gonna be long. I'm already in second. I'm heading to the third base. That you don't always get what you expect to get, but you always get what you expect. I'm looking at it. It look good. I like it. This is mine. It's y'all don't want to talk to me. It's mine. See, in this next one, I'm going for the land that's flowing. But guess what? The people before me did all of the work. I'ma just get the blessing. Watch this, y'all. The children of Israel get to the promised land. They get to the cusp of the promised land. And Moses sets up 12 people to go to the promised land. They get into the promised land. They walk through the promised land for 40 days. Read the entire book of entire chapter 13. He gets them. They go through the land for 40 days. Inspecting what's going to be theirs. Because abnormal... Watch this, y'all. An abnormal promise is always the door to abnormal faith. I put it on Facebook yesterday. I'll tell y'all again. I'm praying for abnormal favor. Can I tell my testimony right in the middle of this thing? I was going through some stuff this week. I told my wife I was going through some stuff. We was praying about some stuff, and I had a little situation I was dealing with some people that was trying to pay me to do some stuff I didn't want to do the way they wanted me to do it. And it was good money, but I didn't want to do it the way they wanted me to do it. And I sat down with her, and I know my wife because I know when she's holding back, and I was telling her what I wanted. And she said, you think they gonna agree to that? I said, I'ma ask. Cause I've been praying for abnormal favor. And I held off on making a call. I held off on making a call. Then I called, I said, the guy asked me, said, so is that what you want to do? I said, no. But this is what I can do. I explained to him everything I could do and how I was going to do it. And he came back with what he thought I was saying, and I had to correct that wasn't what I was saying because this wasn't my year for compromise. This was my year for claiming. No, I'm not looking to compromise. No, this not. We're not going to make it work for both of us. This is going to have to work for me. And if it don't work for me, it ain't for me. I don't want what somebody else is. I want what got my name on. He said, well, we've never done that before. So it's the first time for everything. Every statistic starts with one person. Why not be me? I'm the guy. He said, hold on 1 second. Came back to the phone 2 minutes later and said, well, I guess we'll at least try it out. I said, try it out. He said, okay, yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, no matter how you give it to me, long as it's mine. Y'all ain't coming. Because guess what? If the oil hits the head, it's gonna run down. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. That's why I'm saying I'm praying for abnormal favor. Not because I need it in my life, but I'm expecting it to run down on your life. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. First thing you gotta do, surround yourself with high-minded people. Second thing you gotta do, you have to realize is you always get what you inspect. Third and final thing is that you have to silence faithless communication. Silence faithless communication. Yes. Get them people out your life that ain't got no faith. Gotta go. I don't see it like that. I ain't asked you to see it. Y'all know my favorite saying, in the kingdom of the blind, one-eyed man is king. Yeah. What that mean? If you can't see it, shut up and listen to somebody that can. Yes. You ain't never seen two blind people guiding each other. At least if I can see, you ought to let me lead. Well, I don't know what he's talking about. They went to the promised land, stayed in there for 40 days, and they came back, and 10 of the 12 said, we can't have this. This too good for us. This too much. I don't think they we ready for all of this. This is too much. We just got here. Why would we go from wilderness to this? Guess what, y'all? And they got so intimidated by what they saw, they said, we need to go back into slavery. Was there not enough graves in Egypt that he had to bring us out here to die trying to take a land? These peoples is giants. They didn't have church for 140 years. And we talking about a second year. We might need to go with them. Oh. And the Bible says, this is what the Bible says, Caleb silenced the people. Shut up. What is you talking to? See, you need to learn to shut some folks up. Because you said, I'm going to just let them say their peace, and then I'm going to go on about my business. No, because you letting them say their peace is what speaks into your spirit. And it start getting seeds. And then it starts growing. And then you start fooling around and hearing yourself quote them back to you. And you ain't never believe that foolishness in the first place. I guess I do just need to stay here. No, baby, I'm gonna keep looking at houses. They got other lenders. They got other builders. They got initiatives and incentives. And y'all ain't trying to hear me. No, I wouldn't. They fired me. I got a job when I was looking for this one. I'm hireable. Ain't the first. See, sometimes you have to let your memory empower you to your next thing. You ain't the first crazy boss I had. I done had crazy bosses before. Come on, y'all ain't trying to talk to me. That you have to silence people. But you gonna always be here. Ain't gonna always be here. I almost caught you. almost ain't come in here today. What you talking about? I'm always. Hold my tongue, Jesus. They say we grasshoppers. And they giants. But watch this. They say we grasshoppers in our own eyes. That's why I said get your mind right. Because in this next season, you can't go where grasshoppers go. People say I'm arrogant, and that's fine because they might see themselves as grasshoppers, but you ought to see yourself at least close to my level.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he ain't all of that to you.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. I know somebody that like me. Somebody.
Come on.
Y'all ain't trying to hear me.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of things. Low self-esteem ain't been one of.
Yep.
But you trying to do all of that? Yeah. I don't see why not. I ain't got nothing else to do. You got something? See, people tell me all the time. People tell me all the time when it comes to this ministry, you know, take your time. It's only been 2 years. Y'all know what I think about? Otis Redding died at 27 years old.
Oh my God.
And had wrote at least three of the songs that all of us in here know 90% of the words to. He died on a plane before Sitting on the Dock of the Bay ever came out.
My God.
At 27 years old. Martin Luther King preached I Had a Dream and died at 37. What am I waiting? Y'all don't want to talk to me. And it's always the people that's been around long want to tell you how fast you should go and they ain't moving.
Yep.
How you gonna tell me how to get to where I'm trying to go and you done made it to your destination?
Yeah.
And I don't wanna go there.
Yeah.
If that, you ever had somebody tell you what it took to make them happy and you looked and said, that's all? I want some real good food. If I get some real good food, we can go to Chili's. Chili's? No, that wasn't what I was. No, I'm talking about you got to use a card at the places I'm going. That's a cash establishment. Y'all don't want to hear me. Past arrogant. No, baby. I just like good stuff. Y'all don't want to hear me. Y'all ain't come to hear me. That I have to hush faithless communication. Everybody ain't got to be uppity. Yeah, but where I'm going, it's some uppity stuff. Let me come for a second. Can I cut across the field for a second? All of these people act like, you know, God ain't got to bless you with a house and cars and all of that for you to be prosperous. That's true. He does not have to. And God can be active in your life and you can be riding Uber everywhere you go. You can be as prosperous as you want to be. You can have no money in your bank account, have peace and love and joy and all that. I get and agree with all of that. But I'm saying a God that'll put gold on the street ain't a God that's talking about you ain't going to have nothing.
No,
that's for you to walk on. That ain't for you to. Y'all don't talk to me. They said we like grasshoppers in their eyes. But the problem wasn't the way that they saw themselves. It was that they had convinced themselves of the grasshopper mentality so much. They say even they think we grasshoppers. Because you've gotten so much in your head because your mind hadn't been right. That you said to yourself, I can tell by the way they looking at me they don't think nothing. You ever had somebody look at you and just ask you what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. You look mad. That's in your head. I ain't said nothing. Some of us struggle because people that you are in relationship with don't understand that you serve a big God.
My God.
They keep hearing the promise, but they keep forgetting who gave it to you.
Yes.
I'm favored.
Yes.
But by who? Who? Like the old folks used to say when you bring somebody home. Y'all remember the old folks used to bring somebody in the house. You thought they was cute. First thing they ask you, who they people? Who they with? It wasn't about them. It was because they knew they peoples.
Yeah.
And they was, oh, they good. They good people. And that's what you have to understand when you're dealing with this thing with God. It's not about what's in the land. It's not what you're going to face when you get to the land. What you have to struggle and understand is that God is the one that gave you the land.
Yeah.
And guess what? His check good. You ever took a check from somebody you thought wasn't good? You know you think the check ain't good when you start asking questions when they hand it to you. So when do you want me to? How long do I need to? Y'all ain't trying to hit me. This is it. I'm through. I'm out of y'all way. I got two minutes and I'm using one on invitation. In this season, going into 2021, in this season, going into our third year, this is my one word for you. This is my word for you. Is that in this next season, I'm praying that the God that made heaven and earth, and if I know that that same God that can speak a whole planet into existence promised me some stuff in this next season, I'm believing him that it's going to be big. I'm through with low stuff. I'm tired of playing with stuff that's too small for me. I'm expecting for me to come out. 2020 wasn't my year, but it should have been. Because you done had more time to yourself than you done had in the last 10 years. Yeah. You done sat down more this year than you ever sat down in your entire. Yeah. Some of us struggled because we did realize we didn't like the us that we had to sit down with. That you have to appreciate that in this next season, it's going to be big. I did a whole series on big. What are you trying to say, Pastor? You going back to a series? No, but I want you to at least grab the points from the series. What is big beyond imagination and goals? What does that mean? That it's going to blow my mind. Year three is going to be the year that the history book is going to change. I believe it. I believe it so much that I'm saying that I don't want it to just start at the top. I'm praying for God to bless y'all so much that the ministry look different at the end of 2021. Y'all don't know. Who would have thought? First year we came in, room was packed full of people. All of this stuff was going on. We 3 o'clock service. We in here happy and doing New Orleans themes and everything. Year two, we out here and it's 40 degrees outside, standing outside, scared to get close to each other. Yeah. Now, watch this. If you didn't see this coming, I'm finna shout myself. Come on. If you didn't see this coming from last year to this year, why doubt God for a good year? Some of us struggle. If you didn't see this year coming, why I refuse to believe that the next year will be better than this one. That the next year, I'm believing them for new cars and houses and peace and children to be right and everything is lined up. You know what? I just pray for God to be like a good chiropractor. Give me an alignment. Just straighten it.
Yes, God.
Let's pray. I'm through. I'm out of time. God, I love you. God, I honor you. I adore you. I pray for you. Power, your manifestation in every area of my life. God, you are worthy of all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. God, we thank you. Thank you for this year. We thank you for this season. We thank you for the ability to be in this place and adoring your people. God, we expect favor, anointing for peace to flow and prosperity to flow and anointing to lift. God, we thank you for everything, for everybody, for every way, every door, every move, every shift. God, we thank you for that. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. We're now offering our invitation. If you say, hey, guy, I like it there. I think this 2021 thing is going to really work out for where I'm trying to go. Tag this into the comments. I'm in. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to be a part of what God is doing. I want to be in the shift. Because guess what, y'all? The children of Israel went into the promised land. Other people are already there. But the only people got to stay were the promised people. Everybody wants to do everything but commit. I won't stop opening the doors. I won't stop extending it. Hey, I want to be a member. I want to be a part. Go to the website. If you don't like that, go to the website. Fill out our become a member. Join Victory. Do any of that in the comments. I want to be a part. I want to be a part of what God is doing. I want to be a part of Victory. Victory, it seems like a place I can call home. It's like family. I feel the love. I feel the appreciation. Say, hey, I want to be a part. I want to do that. I want to do what God is doing. I want to see what God is doing. I want to see and experience this shift that I'm seeing in everybody. And I'm liking it so much. I want it to be a part of what I'm doing. That's what I'm asking you to do. Last but not least, it's our church anniversary. We are excited about it. We are stimulated about it. I'm expecting things in the next 12 months. I'm expecting miracle signs and wonders in the next 12 months. I'm believing God for that. And I believe that God does things in a multitude of ways. But one thing that I know that he does is that he honors our giving. He honors our sowing, our belief to say that if I give, he'll give back. That it's Old Testament. Well, that's really not, because God says that I love the world so much that I gave. That understand this, that in Genesis, that before there was a church service, there was an offering. The Bible says that Cain and Abel went up to present an offering to God. Before there was worship, there was an offering. And why would they do that? Because God always requires something to say, hey, that's what we are. That's what we're doing. That's what we ask for. And that's what we expect God to do. Because God has, I'm not asking God to do nothing new. I'm scared to ask God to do something new. I don't know what he'd come up with. But what I'm asking him to do is honor his promise, honor his word, and honor his faithfulness that he's already shown. What does that mean? That he's shown me that if I sow, that I'll reap. So I'm going to ask you, I'm enjoying it. I liked it. I enjoy what I've seen. I want to just put something on. I want to sow a seed. I want to give a tithe. I want to give an offering. I want to do that. Champions, you all know what we've asked for us to do for our church anniversary, for a supernatural seed. Understand this, that what God loves, he takes care of. Well, Pastor, I don't really have it. I don't have it today. It's not really a good time for me. Well, if it ain't a good time, then it's the best time. Why would you say that? Because if it seems like it's a hard thing to do, that makes it a sacrifice. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. That sacrifice can be blessed. And God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Amen. Let's do our declaration. We're going to pray. First Lady, you're going to come pray us out. Amen. Let's do our declaration. And then First Lady is going to pray us out, and we are done.